on 882 6PR. Steve Mills and Basil Semplis.
Roeburn goes into the record books, Millsy. The hottest March day ever recorded anywhere in the world. It happened to Roeburn yesterday.
48.1, previously defeating the world record of 48 in Mexico. Now, we're talking March days here. And I tell you what, Beth Smith is about to join us now. She runs a canteen at Roeburn School. Tell you what, it would have been hot in the canteen. I think she's been there for a while, so she's seen some pretty hot days up there. Beth, good morning to you.
Good morning.
How hot is 48.1?
Pretty hot.
Pretty hot indeed. Has it been warm up there, or was this one out of the box?
It's been an unusual year. It's actually been, I think, cooler than normal, but then just a few hot days here and there, so yeah.
Right, so running a canteen with a temperature reaching 48.1, what were you selling, ice blocks?
Yeah, we did have icy bowls at lunchtime yesterday, unusual, but yeah.
Hey, Beth, tell me, is it a dry heat or is it humidity coupled with this heat?
The 48 was dry, but it's quite humid today, so yeah, hoping some humidity brings some rain.
It's a bit of a cool change today, correct?
I hope so, yeah.
40 degrees.
Now, it was pretty warm there on Sunday. You belong to the church. How hot was it in church?
It was pretty warm. Thankfully, a few years ago, we got air conditioning put in, so that helped.
Right, I've got to say, you would have been able to talk about the fire of hell. I'd say it was similar to that.
Something like that.
Beth, is there a swimming pool in Roeburn, either at the school or a community centre?
Yeah, we do. We do have a community pool, which is great. But there wasn't. When I came 41 years ago, we didn't have a pool.
So what made you move up to Roeburn? Was it with the church that you went up?
No, actually my husband's a traditional owner from the area, from the Tom Price area, and his family lived in Roeburn. I still live in Roeburn. But I met him when he came to school in Perth. My parents actually ran homes for Aboriginal kids to go to school in Perth. And he was one of the students. I ended up back in Roeburn.
a lot of Aboriginal people like sitting outside. Were they sitting outside when it was 48.1?
No. Thankfully now, and also when I first came, most people didn't have air conditioning and you just did what you could. But now I doubt there'd be a house in Roeburn that wouldn't have air conditioning. You just stay inside.
Beth, I'm fascinated by your story. I'm just trying to put myself in the community of Perth 41 years ago when you announced to Mum and Dad that you're thinking of moving up to Roeburn with your new partner. I'm not sure if you were married at that point or not, but what was the community feeling like at that time?
In Roeburn?
Well, no, in Perth, to your announcement that, hey, I'm moving to Roeburn.
Yeah, my parents were different to most others. They'd been involved, or they'd worked with Aboriginal people for many years from when I was very young. So my mother was South Australian and had never met an Aboriginal person until she came to Perth. So, but they started off taking Aboriginal kids to go to school in Perth because in those days Aboriginal kids were encouraged to not continue past primary school. In the north up here, there weren't high schools. I think Carnarvon and Derby were the only high schools. So you had to go somewhere to go to high school anyway. And so they were contacted through Carnarvon Mission, for young people to come and stay with us. So from when I was about three, we had Aboriginal kids staying with us, going to school in Perth. So I'd grown up with Aboriginal kids, and my brother and myself both married Aboriginal young people. Mm-hmm. So of the four of us, I think something like 10 of Mum and Dad's 16 grandchildren are Aboriginal. So, but they were very accepting, so it was great.
What a fascinating story.
Well, I know it's the hottest day in March, but is that the hottest day you've ever had in Roeburn? Did you ever tip over there?
No, I think we might have hit a 49 once.
I can tell you hit a 49.4 on the 21st of December 2011. It's just being typed up on the screen. You might remember that.
Probably.
A lot of people would only remember Roeburn for the John Pat incident. Has that all changed now? Is the relationship within the community better than what it was?
Oh, much better. Much better now than it was then. Yeah, I I probably wasn't crazy about coming to Roebourne, but I would never want to leave Roebourne now. So it's just a fantastic community.
Amazing. Yeah. How many people, Beth, live in Roebourne?
I think it's roughly about 1,000.
Right.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Well done. Congratulations surviving amazing yesterday, journey. And good luck at the canteen today. What's the special?
Today is hot dog day. It's our one day that we don't have totally healthy food. So.
Looking forward
to the hot dogs.
Hey, Beth, we were just looking for somebody to chat to in Roebourne, and we found you quite randomly, but we're so glad that we did. That was a fascinating chat. Thank you for sharing your journey and your story with us. Very, very enlightening, and I think we're all enriched for hearing it this morning.
Thank you for that.
Good on you,
Beth.
Beth Smith there. She's the canteen manager at the Roebourne School. John Pat, of course.
Yeah.
That was an awful incident where he died in custody in the police lockup. And there was lots of angst. I remember when I moved to the Pilbara for the first time. It wasn't that long after that event. They had to do a lot of community building to improve. It's a good little town, Roebourne.
Amazing story. And Beth's husband is the town pastor, moved up there 41 years ago and said wasn't crazy about going up there at the time, but now would never leave. Fascinating, huh? 981 is the official population, by the way,
right,
of Roebourne. What?